Gunther Verhagen, European Vice President for Enterprise and Industry, has come forward with a Small Business Act for Europe. Now, he's no doubt a good man, but he's clearly got no experience whatsoever or understanding of European small businesses. The main problem for the Commission communication is the failure to understand the nature of small businesses, their proprietors and customer base in the modern working environment. A number of things give this document away, not just a host of false assumptions, which I'll come to later. It is written in the bogus language of the bureaucrat and management consultant. Here's a classic example. The Commission will, in consultation with member states, develop a cluster strategy, including initiatives to encourage transnational cluster cooperation, facilitating clusters' access to new markets and taking measures to encourage greater participation of small companies in innovative clusters. Well, I know a cluster of bollocks when I hear it. This gobbledygook is typical of the 1980s management consultants who used to con big business, but who can now only con the public service sector. It's untranslatable rubbish. My French colleagues just stared at it blankly and scratched their heads. C'est tout connerie, which of course loosely translated means it's all bollocks. Meet now, if you will, the OHIM, the Office of Harmonisation for the Internal Market. This delicious organisation reminds me of Charles Dickens' Office of Circumlocution. I'm sure it's staffed with highly paid and pensioned industrious Jobsworth who joined it straight from university. Not only is the document full of this sort of meaningless absurdity, it's actually totally unsound on statistics of small business. They tell us that 36% of European Union small businesses report that red tape has constrained their business activities over the past 2 years. Well, that means that 64% of small businesses in Europe presume that red tape is not a problem. I simply don't believe it. In 4 years of politics and 35 years of business, big and small, every single businessman I have met complains of red tape, getting worse by the day. So who did they talk to? Get this. The 2007 Flash Eurobarometer on Entrepreneurial Mindsets, no, I didn't invent it, see EN5 page of this document, it shows that 45% of Europeans would prefer to be self-employed compared to 61% of Americans. Now, I don't dispute these figures at all, but no mention is made, certainly of the British government, who actually discouraged self-employment, significantly so, in recent years. Try telling the Inland Revenue that you're self-employed, but have only one customer, for example. The document puts much faith in making cross-border transactions easier for small business. A noble issue, but over 90% of the UK's economy is internal. The butcher, baker, candlestick maker, the cobbler, dry cleaning shop, pub, restaurant, taxi service, corner shop, farm shop, financial advisor, hairdresser. These people do not want or need cross-border business facilitation. They want Mr. Jobsworth off their back. They want rid of the tax man. The health and safety fascisti. But more than that, all they want is rid of employment legislation which does not distinguish between a small family-run hotel and the Hong Kong and Shanghai bank. There is no mention of employment legislation in the whole document. Unbelievable. There are some welcome suggestions, however. Permit member states to increase the threshold for VAT registration to €100,000. Well, big deal. Let's make it €300,000 if we want to change the entrepreneurial mindsets. The document also uses the word consult and stakeholder. This always makes me suspicious. The European Commission usually tell people what they... This document also uses the word consult and stakeholder. This always makes me suspicious. The European Union usually means tell when they say consult. They consult with the Institute of Directors, Federation of Small Business, Confederation of British Industry, etc. a complete and total waste of time. These organisations have long since sold their souls to the devil in the UK in exchange for a place in the New Year's Honours List. Very few real businessmen run them, large or small. Speak to the disappointed, disillusioned members of these organisations as I do. Indeed, I used to be one. There's also too much referral to state aid in this document. Too much talk of better regulation. If Europe really wants to help small business, it would talk about fewer regulations, less state interference, and getting the bureaucrat and monkey off people's back. The EU isn't the solution, it's the problem. We could begin with employment in the Commission restricted to those with 5 years small business experience. Similar for politicians. We also desperately need to adopt the concept of caveat emptor. Unknown in European circles. The assumption has to stop that consumers are stupid, business is villainous, and politicians know best. They don't. It's not an accident the USA leads us in the field of small business.